Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. When it's time for a new credit card, the best ones do way more than just buy stuff. And that's why U.S. Bank offers credit cards that make every day more rewarding. Earn cash back, score points when you shop, dine out, travel, or binge watch, or get a low intro APR. U.S. Bank credit cards were designed to fit your lifestyle. So make every day more rewarding and check out usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we whip around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free trial subscription. We first start with the top player headlines in Major League Baseball. Red Sox pitcher Matt Barnes has tested positive for COVID-19. Barnes tossed 5 1/3 scoreless innings with 8 strikeouts this spring and most recently pitched on Thursday, but he will now be away from the team following his positive test result. He isn't experiencing any symptoms, but manager Alex Cora said that Barnes will be away from the team for approximately 10 days. Yankees first baseman Luke Voit has a partial meniscus tear and will undergo surgery. Voit recently underwent an MRI that revealed the extent of the knee injury. He won't be able to participate in baseball activities for at least 3 weeks following his procedure, and it's not yet clear when he'll be able to return to game action. Jay Bruce will serve as the team's starting first baseman in his absence, while Derek Dietrich and Tyler Wade could also see increased playing time to begin the season. George Springer's readiness for opening day appears to be at risk following the news that outfielder Jonathan Davis will break camp with the team. Springer was diagnosed with a grade 2 left oblique strain Tuesday, though the team has yet to officially rule him out for the start of the campaign. He's still considered day-to-day, but the news that the team will carry an extra outfielder to start the year seemingly suggests he's expected to miss a bit of time. In the NBA, Steph Curry went through a full practice Sunday and is considered questionable for Monday's game against the Bulls. The general expectation was that Curry would miss at least one more game, so this is excellent news for the Warriors who have been without their superstar for the last 5 contests. Nets head coach Steve Nash said Sunday he doesn't expect Kevin Durant to play this week. The 32-year-old's absence will extend into April as Brooklyn continues to slow his return from the left hamstring injury. Durant is playing 4-on-4 with no issues, so he at least appears to be closing in on his return to game action. Matthew Dellavedova and Kevin Love have been ruled out for Monday's game against the Jazz. This week's NBA action starts off with 11 games tonight. One player to target for DFS is DeMar DeRozan. DeRozan's scoring numbers are down a tick this season, but not as if he's struggling in that department considering he's averaging 20.5 points per game. He's also been spectacular in other areas, averaging 4.4 rebounds and a career-high 7.1 assists per game. With his ability to contribute in multiple areas, he has potential to thrive against a Kings team that has the worst defensive rating in the entire league. One player to avoid tonight is Derrick Rose. After a 10-game absence because of COVID-19, Rose made his return Saturday against the Bucks. He logged 29 minutes attempting 15 shots on his way to scoring 23.7 Yahoo points. The Knicks desperately need him to provide an offensive spark, but that could be difficult for him to deliver on against a Heat team that has the 8th best defensive rating. For the complete breakdown, check out Mike Barner's Yahoo DFS Basketball Monday Picks article on rotowire.com/pod. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.